Hello, Disney fans, and welcome to the Disney vs. Disney debates, where our sole mission is to find the definitive best Disney movie that has ever existed. And with me, Zane C. Weber, to help me do this today by debating their movies of choice are Kristen Barros.
Hello.
And Alex Smith.
Hello.
And to help me fact check when our debaters get heated and run off the rails and start making wild accusations is the wonderful Georgina Purdy.
Hello.
Once again, stepping up to be our fact checker. So today, what are the movies that we are discussing?
Tangled.
Yeah. A goofy movie.
Tangled and a goofy movie. Now, I will say, this is our third episode, and this is the most disparate pairing that we've had so far, because they are vastly different movies.
Yes. It's like they come from two different worlds. Yeah. And that's hard.
And that's the fun thing about Disney. So a goofy movie is the oldest film that we've done.
Oh,
so
nice.
Far.
So far.
So far. We haven't got back to Golden Age yet, but we will get there eventually. So if you haven't joined us before, we will be having a debate. We will have four rounds. We will have an opening round of 3 minutes. We'll have a rebuttal round of 2 minutes. We'll have an open discussion where debaters can ask each other questions and I or Georgina might chime in to guide the discussion a little bit. Then we'll have one final 1 minute summation of arguments. Mm-hmm. And then I will, as Grandmaster, decide the winner of this debate.
I love the title Grandmaster.
It feels right. Yeah, it does.
When I was wondering, what should I call myself? What title is not yet on my resume?
Yep.
Grandmaster was
there.
Was that.
And no, it's now in your email signature and on all your business cards. Yeah.
Like, just Zane qualification. C. Weber,
Grandmaster.
Grandmaster.
No other explanation.
It'll be on the back of the cape you get later on in life. Like, you know, just to wear around.
Oh, I love it.
So in our efforts to track down the best Disney movie ever, there are five criteria I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. So the memorable moments, so the specific moments in the film that make it special. Then there is the message and what it says about and whether that message and what it says is a good idea looking forward or a good idea looking back, which one, you know. These ones are probably fine, but there are some interesting films in Disney's past. The movie magic, so this is the filmmaking, what your film did for filmmaking or animation or the storyboarding, the characters, that sort of thing. The magic music, so we have a musical, a musical movie.
Yes.
So that is something that I will be looking at specifically this week. And then the final one is more of an open topic, the Disney touch. What is the special Disney things that don't fit into any other real category that are specific to your movie?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a few moments to gather your arguments. And
I'm so nervous.
And then we will come back and start the debate of a goofy movie versus Tangled. All righty then. So before we start our debate, I just want to remind you that we are all friends here.
Yeah.
And that we're all Disney fans.
Yes.
And Disney is great.
Disney is great.
Disney is great. Even if it is a multi-conglomerate that is gradually taking over the entertainment industry, we appreciate what they have done.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I think it's time to start the debate. So Alex, you will have 3 minutes for your opening statement, and I will give you a warning at 2 minutes, a visual warning. The audience won't hear it.
And that's what makes it a visual warning.
And we will go from there. Your time starts when you start speaking.
So this is my favorite Disney film, hands down. In terms of music, it has hit songs by Tevin Campbell, which was one of the biggest voices of the 90s. The entire soundtrack is incredible. There's not one song to skip. In the individual categories of the 23rd Annie Awards, the film was nominated for Best Animated Feature, Best Production Design, Best Storyboarding, Best Music, and Best Animation. In terms of filmmaking, it's beautiful, traditional animation, a visual marvel. The color scheme, cinematography, and art direction is extraordinary, with some very impressive like cuts between scenes. This film has more heart than it needed to. Goofy is one of the most 2D characters that exists. He's a dumb punching bag, and for no reason, they made you care about him. They made him into a fully formed character. Of all the characters you could give a child to, they gave one to Goofy. Goofy is a canonically single father for some reason. Out of the three original Mickey, Donald, Goofy, Goofy's a single dad? What? It deals with father-son relationships beautifully in like a really real kind of awkward, like, oh, I don't know how to say I love you kind of way, which is beautiful. It's silly enough for kids to enjoy, but it gets real at times and deals with heavy topics like Max's literal nightmare losing the girl he loves because he grows into his father, which is deep for a kids movie. People of color have also been really drawn to this film, calling it a black millennial classic with a love interest called Roxanne and a white friend called Bobby who doesn't care about getting in trouble as much as Max does. And the principal calling Max's dad and saying that dressed as a gang member, he led the school buddy into a riotous frenzy, advising him to reassess how he raises his son before he ends up in the electric chair. Before they had a 20th anniversary. Oh, sorry. Having to step down from the film. Superstar Powerline was going to be played by musician Bobby Brown, further confirming a Goofy movie as a black endeavor. They had a 20th anniversary for the film in 2015, something I don't think will be said for Tangled. It's not formulaic. It's not about fighting a great evil. It's not a Disney movie. It's a good film that Disney made and deals with real people issues. This has heaps of iconic moments, just like the nightmare scene, the assembly, Lester's Possum Park, the hot tub, pretty much all of it, the final concert. It's just incredible. And this movie makes me want to call my dad whenever I think of it. And canonically, you can find the image. I dressed up as Goofy for a 21st birthday party themed Cool Dads, because he is a cool dad. Also, the message is it's okay to be who you really are. A lot of the conflict between Max and his dad are because Max wants to be cool and he thinks his dad isn't. But it's only when he stops running from who he is and embraces his inherent goofiness that he starts having a good time with his vacation and his dad and gets the girl in the end. And also that your embarrassing parents actually love you and don't let your life, quotation marks, get in the way of your family that love you. And that's what I got. Oh, and it taught us how many cups of sugar help us get to the moon.
Well, goodness. Ooh, that was a lot to take in.
Well done. That is, I've already put a lot of marks down on my score sheet there. That's it. Alex, if we learned anything from Alex's endeavors last week, he comes out hot.
I was trying to write notes, but the next sentences kept coming and I was like, I don't know where I am anymore.
There's too much to take in.
Also, I'm sorry if I skimmed over some sensitive topics. They are very important, but I only had 3 minutes to touch on them.
Absolutely, that's fine. We'll probably come back to that during the third round. So don't worry too much about it. Opening arguments is exactly that. Get as much in there as you can.
Yikes.
KB. You have 3 minutes. I'll give you a warning at 2.
Talk fast.
We've got the pace now. So yeah, keep it right. Up. Thank you.
Before we go on, though, any fact checking, Georgie?
No, I did fact check the Annie Awards because mm-hmm. I've not heard of an Annie Award. I mean, if you're personally invested in that, but it was all correct.
What is an Annie Award?
The Annie Awards are the accolades presented by the Los Angeles branch of the International Animated Film Association.
Right.
So, cool. Yeah, I was like, did just some person named Annie hand out some awards? it's a real thing. It's a real thing. So there you go.
All right. Well,
been around for a while.
KB, your time will start as soon as you start talking.
Okay, there are so many reasons why Tangled is so memorable. And for me, I think it's the most underestimated Disney movie of all time. We have a badass princess who can look after herself and saves the day all without any shoes on. Plus, although this is a Disney princess movie, there is no traditional prince. Instead, we have your bad boy who's actually a good guy type love interest. He is so attractive, which fits so well into this story. But I think what really makes this movie super rad is its use of comedy. Sure, it's a traditional fairy tale, but it's not told in the way we expect. A frying pan is the weapon of choice. We have human versus horse sword fights. Stashing people into closets and wanted posters that never get the picture just right are just a few ways in which Disney brings the goods. The group of typical villains have become these lovable characters with dreams, and the use of nonverbal communication is done to an absolute T and can make you laugh out loud or immediately cry. It is Tangled's simplicity and its sincerity and truthfulness to the story and its characters that make it truly great, and the genuine human awkwardness, emotions, and fears we see throughout this film make this movie a cut above the rest. I think it leaves the audience with three great main messages. Go after your dreams, even if your family are the obstacles. You never know what lies outside your comfort zone, and don't be afraid to stand up for yourself. Disney super stepped up its game for Tangled. This was their first full-length computer-animated fairy tale adventure and inspired all the others. It's not just Disney Pixar anymore. The artists are inspired by the real world, and it's absolutely stunning, but they didn't stray away from what everyone loves about their films. They took inspiration from Cinderella and Pinocchio, and it gives it that fairy tale feel we love. Their attention to detail is unwavering, and in the case of Tangled, no job was too big, animating over 100,070-foot-long strands of Rapunzel's hair. The music of Tangled is classic Alan Menken. It's poppy musical theatre, super catchy, and has it all. Beautiful ballads, belty numbers, comedic ensemble pieces are littered within the seemingly short song list. It's also in the instrumentals and underscoring where Menken absolutely shines, and they are just as well known as the lyric songs. Tangled is unique in so many different ways. It's in this original idea of making it a satire, and although it didn't end up being one, it does feel like it has kept that tongue-in-cheek kind of humour. There's a new type of villain, one that uses love to manipulate and get what they want, but I think what makes it truly unique is that it is just as much Flynn Rider's story as it is Rapunzel's. We haven't seen it before, and we haven't really seen it since. It's the reason it was called Tangled and not Rapunzel. So in short, it is Disney's subtle innovation that makes this film number one. The
All
end.
Right.
Solid.
With time solid. To spare. All right.
Very fast.
So fast.
Very fast.
I watched the movie Candy Jar in preparation for debating, and I think that may have been a mistake, guys. It's on Netflix. They talk faster than I do.
If speed was a factor in categories of winning.
Well, it's not yet, but we'll see how we go.
It could be a dividing factor,
round.
The tiebreaker.
Right. Okay. Very convincing. Like, these are both... You're both very passionate about these films. So I'm interested to hear your rebuttals of the other person's film. Mm. So we'll go back to Alex.
I'll be good.
For and you will have 2 minutes, and I'll cut you off at the end of 2 minutes. You won't get a warning this time. Okay. And your time will start.
I need to get my timer up.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
your time will start as soon as you start talking.
Okay. I would argue that A Goofy Movie is the most underrated film of all time, just to get that out of the water. I feel Tangled is quite formulaic, even though it apologizes for being a fairy tale whenever it can, which I feel is an overdone trope, which Shrek did first. I think a lot of the things don't make sense for convenience. When she braids her hair, it's much shorter than it would actually be. Also, it doesn't break her neck for some reason. There's a secret door in a bar that leads to a random water dam. She didn't choose to cut her magic hair. He took it from her. That's messed up. They didn't discuss it beforehand. Yes, it did like ultimately free her from Gothel's grasp, but he didn't ask. Also, he could have waited until she healed him to cut her hair. It was a dramatic, empty gesture for no reason. He died. He died over nothing. He could have just been like, you heal me, slice, you're free. He did nothing. It was an empty romantic gesture. She should have figured out that she was the princess sooner. Why did Gothel tell her her real birthday? That she shot herself in the foot so hard, the lantern's on her birthday, and she found a tiara, and she's like, I wonder if I'm the princess. Like, she didn't put that together. Also, how did Gothel get in the tower before she was old enough to grow her hair? Did she just appear through a magic trapdoor? And then one day was like, by the way, I know we've been doing this way for like 20 years, but you should start lifting me up by your hair. It doesn't make any sense. People loved A Goofy Movie and still talk about it. Years later, they had a 20th anniversary, which I don't think they will have with Tangled. But I do think it's important to people. That being said, I just think it was a Disney film. I think it was good at what it did, but I don't think it... I don't think people would say it would stand out, quotation marks, A Goofy Movie. But yeah, Goofy Movie, I think it stood out because it did something that Disney doesn't do very well, whereas this does something that Disney does do very well. I think it's another drop in the ocean of great Disney films. Not to say it's a bad film, I just think it's a Disney film. And I think that A Goofy Movie is better because it's very different. And yeah, I'm really sorry. I do like Tangled.
But, do not apologize.
Don't those apologize. That was strong. That was really strong.
Very good points. And I'm interested to hear where that goes in the open discussion.
I feel terrible. I'm sorry.
Don't feel terrible, Alex. It's lucky we were friends before this photo, because if this was the first meeting,
it would just be like, no.
Okay, so
it's a good movie.
We'll take a deep breath. Everyone compose themselves. Very passionate. Loving this. Loving this whole thing. KB.
I'm scared now. Holy moly.
You will have 2 minutes.
Sure.
2 minutes. I will cut you off at two. Yeah. I won't give you a warning.
Cool.
And it is a rebuttal of the Goofy movie. And you start when you start talking.
All right, we can agree to disagree on the underestimated part. Okay. I just also want to point out that we're talking Disney, not DreamWorks, and if we were comparing Shrek, then that would be a different story, but whatever. my question to the Disney movie is, if it was so popular, then why can you not access it more easily now? Ooh. Nobody wants it on iTunes or Netflix or any other streaming or rental. You have to download it illegally, potentially. Georgie's going to check that for me, I'm sure.
I'll Google it right now.
To access it. And I get, like, Father and Son is awesome, but also men don't really talk about their feelings, so they're probably not going to want to watch people talk about their feelings a lot. And it's cool for us girls, but also we're, like, unrealistic, guys, even if your cartoon animals. That's great. Losing the girl he loves and turning into his father is just as generic if we're going to go with generic storylines. And I think that in itself, that the romantic gesture of Flynn cutting off the hair is more like, I would die for you. And that's what I think, well, at least I would like to see in terms of romantic gestures. I think that's really cool. I have just some slight concerns of the fact that Max wants to be a gang member. Is it? No. Why did gang member come into it? I was so confused.
I think we might have to fact check that.
And the electric chair? What? This is a Disney film.
You can clear it up.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. A kid wanting to be cool? Like, come on, guys. All right, I guess people relate to it. And although it started a new type of kind of animation, I guess, in its time, it's now totally outdated. And there's probably a 20th anniversary for most things, if it's not a new DVD release or a little TV series or whatever. We can't really discuss that as a point of difference there, because Tangled just got a new television
series.
And
that's your time.
That's a good point. Okay. That's a good point.
All right. Ooh. Yeah, good points. That was This is a good one.
It is a good. I think it's interesting when you put old school Disney next to new school Disney.
Yeah.
Because they both hold their own.
Yeah. I will say I'm very much looking forward to our discussion. I'm just going to take some time, going to write down some points that I want to explore. We'll take a little break and we will come back and talk about both of your movies. All righty then, third round, open discussion. So at the beginning of the round, we will check in with Georgie.
Yep.
How are the facts going?
I've got two main points for my fact check. Firstly, KB's point of Goofy movie, not being accessible. It is on American Netflix.
Doesn't count.
It's
We're not
on
in America.
iTunes America. So
not
if you want
America.
To legally pay for it and access it legally, you are fine. It is
you
more
need to change your IP
than
address
readily.
On your
It is available. So I did check that point. Mm-hmm. The other point, Alex's point of her hair breaking, the science, the physics of it. I mean, I haven't crunched the numbers, but technically, yes. But the hair is magical, so we don't know if the properties are the same as a normal human hair, and thus the weight ratio could be different.
And that's why it's so hard to crunch the numbers because
yeah,
magic.
That's why
And also it's a film and there's lots of things in film that don't make sense.
But just for those people like clamoring out with the physics of it, I've analysed it and I can't make a conclusive
this
call.
Is
as
to
a
you,
scientist.
Disney fan.
Yeah, so
and physician. Scientist.
As a scientist, I feel like I'm qualified to give a judgment that it's the verdict's out on the, whether okay. it would the last, because of the hair properties.
The last I'll say on that is that while the weight maybe got rid of because of the magic, 70 feet of hair would not braid into 2 feet of hair.
The length of the braid, I have always questioned myself.
It has lots of different little braids in there. Did you not see all the detail
and then they
in
braid
it?
The braids
I actually
did.
It's like
braided up braids and like then the big braids.
All right. Well, I think we have more important things to talk about than the
but hair's so fun.
Than the braiding.
Let's talk about braiding some more.
So I'll throw to Alex. Do you have any questions that you want to throw at KB about her film?
And this is my only chance to throw a question.
Yes.
I'm really very much on the defensive in this. I'm not really throwing much hate against Tangled. It's a fine film. I would argue, do you think that in 20 years after its release, do you think people will have a Tangled reunion, a convention, where all the stars get together and sing the hit song from Tangled?
Look, I think that Mandy Moore will probably sing it in 20 years' time. I think Zachary Levi will definitely be in for it because look at him. and everyone wants to see how he's going to age, right?
But, it might just be you, KB.
I think Rapunzel is firmly smack bang in the Disney Princess collection and she will pop up super so many times all over the place for the next however many years.
Yeah. What about you, KB? Do you have a
question?
I
don't know. Let me just let me think. Can you explain? Because I haven't seen it recently. I will admit that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know it's bad form. Can you explain the electric chair
moment? Okay, so basically, there's a school assembly, and to impress the girl he has a crush on.
Yes.
Max dresses up as Powerline, the biggest rock star in the world.
Yeah.
And he lip syncs along to this big performance, and he's dressed as Powerline, and the student body goes wild for it. And then he gets caught.
Yeah.
And then the principal gives his friend the telling off, and then calls up Goofy and is like, "Right, so your kid was dressed as a gang member, and he got the student body into a riotous frenzy. And if you don't fix the way you're raising your kid, he's gonna go to prison, and he's gonna be put in the electric chair eventually. So if you don't change the way you're raising your kid in this course of life, he's going to grow up to be put in the electric chair."
Do you
I think that's more reflection on the education system.
Yes, the education. But with all of the other racial undertones of this film, do you think that that's maybe saying something inappropriate for a children's film and its demographic?
While I don't agree with those sentiments put forth by the principal, I think it would be odd to say that those thoughts don't exist. And I think that there are definitely people who relate to that kind of situation growing up. And obviously, I'm not a person of color, so I can't comment. This is my life. However, when researching for this film, I did find a lot of blogs by people of color who were like, "Yeah, I identify with this, and like this kind of stuff happened to me." And like, you know, so it's not my experience, but it is an experience that people of color have shared and said that that's something they identify with.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Just checking.
Great. Well, you've actually both checked off one of my questions, so I only have one question left.
Ooh.
Both of you haven't really mentioned the music.
That was going to be my question
as
well.
That was my first point.
So, well,
the ins and outs of the music.
Both of you have made points, and I have, but I am interested to hear both of you kind of talk about a little bit more about what makes the music in your film important in terms of both Disney and the film itself. So I'll go to Alex first because that's the order.
I think that in terms of just scoring and soundtrack, I think A Goofy Movie uses an odd arrangement of instruments quite effectively, like banjo and guitars and stuff. Like, that sounds very basic. The actual songs themselves are all solid. There are no like bad skippable songs in this, like the starting song from Frozen.
Yeah.
Everyone skips that song. I know it's important, I assume, but A Goofy Movie has solid songs. Again, it has hit songs by Tevin Campbell, who was a huge deal in the 90s. Eye to Eye and Stand Out. Standout wasn't written by Tevin Campbell, but Eye to Eye, Oh man, I'm blanking because it's very important that I know what this song is. The two big songs that Tevin Campbell.
Right. It is Tevin Campbell.
Thank you.
I just looked it up. And someone else, but
yeah,
you can work that out yourself.
The songs in this film are just great. They're all great. It's a good variety of music as well. They're like on the open road. There's like this knee slapping kind of thing. And there's also like, yeah, the pop song and like the rock song. Also, it's just like, I think I didn't mention it because it was such a, the songs are great, tick, next point. Like there's nothing more to say. The songs are incredible. And yeah. Oh, and also people have remade the song Shot for Shot. They've done like some live action remakes of like the song Shot for Shot. Yeah, I would also argue that After Today is one of the best opening songs.
Right. KB, what about Tangled?
To be fair, my sentiment is pretty much exactly the same. I think the music of Tangled is so wonderfully constructed, and it's full like it's just a full sound because it's got a full orchestral tone to it. There's not a lot of songs with lyrics in it, so it doesn't really sit in your generic musical theater vein as well, I think. And a lot of them are reprises too, to further the story and to further the emotion of what these characters are thinking internally. You have some wicked numbers by Donna Murphy. Like, her voice is sensational. Mandy Moore is an absolute sweetheart, and she nails it in terms of her innocence and her naivety comes through in her vocals. Zachary Levi doesn't sing, or Levi. I never get that right.
Levi. Fact checked, it's Levi.
It's Levi. Yeah. You don't get to hear him very often if you're not a musical theater fan. So I think for people who have probably liked him in Chuck or not, it's like, he can do something else. But in terms of the underscoring of this movie, it is as much emotionally driven as the dialogue is. Mm-hmm. You have the chase scenes and the magic of this movie sits so much in its music as well. And I think that is what makes it special. And I think although Frozen and Moana and all of these movies after it are trying to take the same path, I don't think they encapsulate what Tangled does in that every single piece of music, lyric or otherwise, tells this story. It's none of it's unnecessary.
Okay. Now I have a question specifically for KB.
Yes.
Because a lot of Alex's argument has been about the legacy of Goofy Movie and it addressing specific issues that have gone on to become important.
Yeah.
Can you, now it'll mostly be speculation because it's a mostly recent movie, but what do you think of the important parts of Tangled that will go on to be Disney legacy?
I think the biggest one is the feminism of it, I guess, in that Rapunzel, although trapped for 18 years, has used that time to build up skills for her own survival, and she doesn't need anybody else to look after her. Yes, there is this Stockholm syndrome-y kind of effect to it, and that eventually she gets herself out of that by standing up for herself. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really great movie, particularly for young girls and young women, to be like, hey, you know what? I can be quirky and weird and different to everybody else, but that doesn't mean I can't be strong.
Great. Mm. That's a great answer. All right. So what we'll do is we'll take another little break. We can gather ourselves, gather our thoughts. We'll come back with our final 1-minute summation from both of the debaters. Mm-hmm. And then I'll make my decision. And I'm going to say I've made a lot of marks on my paper right now. I have not counted them, and I am worried about what the result's going to be.
I don't think I'm winning this one, guys.
So let's take a break and gather our thoughts. One-minute rebuttals. Summation, not rebuttal. Summation.
I was like, we got double rebuttals?
No, you can include pros. You can include cons. You can include rebuttals. Mm. You can include pleas for my mercy. Any of these things are valid arguments in a 1-minute summation. I will not give you a warning. You get 1 minute and then I will cut you off.
Okay.
And we will go to Alex first. 1 minute on why a Goofy movie is the best. And your time starts when you start speaking.
I think a true underdog film would be hard to find, like a Goofy movie. It's not in the mainstream because it's an underdog film, and it's got dogs in it, so very funny. nothing goes to waste because it is 2D animation. Every frame has been chosen. Everything in this is intentional as opposed to some procedurally generated 3D films. The score is incredible and means so much to so many people. I think any film that can make you take Goofy seriously is a masterpiece. The hot tub scene is intense, and when Max betrays Goofy, Goofy admits that he knows that people think he's stupid, which is tragic. He knows his son thinks he's stupid. This is my favorite film, and I'm guilty of being a grump sometimes. But whenever I think of this film, whenever I randomly think of this movie, I go and say hi to my dad, and I'm nice to my dad because of this movie, and I think that's a good movie to exist in the world, a movie that makes people be nicer to their dad because they think of it. How is that anything but a success of a Disney film? End of case. I love my dad.
Eloquent right up until the end there.
Strong
ending.
Passion. Passion. You can't waver his passion. I'll give
him
that.
Mm-hmm. And so KB, you do get to have the final word here. So you have 1 minute and your time starts as soon as you start talking.
Look, I could talk about this film for days. I love it. I really love it. But for me, it's its simplicity, its sincerity, and its truthfulness to the story through verbal and nonverbal communication. I think the nonverbal communication of it all makes it truly great because there are so many quiet moments. The subtle throwbacks to classics that have come before. Flynn Rider, guys, he's just damn attractive as a cartoon character. We see a strong, independent woman who's ready to fall in love. And it depicts genuine humanness. It's attention to detail. It's well-rounded soundtrack. It's innovative. It's comedic. And I think the fact that it is a male-female shared story and that we haven't seen that before and we probably may never see it again from Disney makes it an absolute winner in my eyes. And I'm well done, Alex. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Whew. Okay, good. So now the tradition is that each of you get to compliment the other one's movies while I tabulate my marks and make my final decision. This is interesting, you guys. I was not prepared for this to be so intense.
You can't put two people who are passionate about two movies together.
I guess that's what Disney
this
does.
This is Disney all about.
So please take a moment and say what you like about the other person's film, and I will tabulate.
I really, really like Tangled. I remember I saw it when it first came out with, I think, my partner at the time, and it became our love story for a bit. I like that they did a... They did like a survey around the office to see who was the most attractive guy.
Yeah, they had a hot man meeting. They called it hot man meeting.
I like that in my skinniest years, I look like Flynn Rider. I like that. I love the color palette. I think it's really funny. I really like the songs. Anything by Alan Menken is great. In this debate, I kept accidentally singing When Will My Life Begin? And I was like, no, don't sing the enemy song. But no, it's just a good film. I also think I Had a Dream. Just the songs are just really good and just really fun. And I love it. And a good film and a good worthy opponent. So thank you.
Alex, coming into this, I was not a fan of the Goofy movie.
Ooh.
I will be honest. I love old school Disney, but it's not ones I go back to anymore. Mm. And now I want to go and watch it again because I've learned so much that I just went over my head, I guess, particularly as a child. It's just been so fun. You are great. The movie seems like it's now one of the best ones ever. So I want to watch it. George and I are going to go have a movie night.
We're going to go watch it. We'll go watch
Goofy movie. And watch a Goofy movie together. But thank you for giving a new perspective on a film that I previously didn't really think much about.
Oh,
yeah.
Can I, one last call, any fact checks?
Any fact checks? I didn't have anything else.
Okay. All right.
Should I? I feel like...
Guys, I'm so scared.
I feel really tense. Like, it's tense in the room here.
All right. So I think these are both great movies. And now I'm a big proponent of pushing for the underdog movies, because if you dig deep enough on any Disney movie, you find reasons that Disney is so great.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that Alex did dig deep, and because Goofy is an underappreciated movie, but it is on the bracket for a reason.
Yeah. Yes.
So I do want to say this one has not been as close as recent ones have been. There is a pretty clear winner. And I think when KB was putting forward everything that is good about Tangled, she wasn't, you didn't really pick on Goofy movie much at all. And when Alex was saying everything that was good about Goofy movie, he didn't pick on Tangled much. But when it came down to it, everything that KB said about was good about Tangled was also said about Goofy movie by Alex, and then some. And so Goofy movie has taken it out.
I did it.
Well done, mate.
I think that's a round of applause.
So I think it deserved it.
Absolutely. This is a surprise. Goofy movie was always going to be a reach, but it's like, obviously, I was expecting Tangled to easily clear out the music, but again, lots of good points on the Goofy movie. Music from Goofy, and also the memorable moments. Pulling all those very poignant moments between father and son and what Goofy experienced, and like that's really the numbers that got Goofy over the line. So well done, Alex, and well done, KB. This is and I hope you all go watch a Goofy movie.
Yeah,
now.
You really.
Everyone watch the Goofy movie.
We're going to have a movie night if you want to join us.
It's good.
We will show it. We'll rent out a theater, so everyone can appreciate the Goofy movie.
Now, I am expecting that there will be a bit of a backlash on social media.
Please, guys, let us know what you think, and then get us into the next round.
And I will say, it is not over for Tangled.
It's not.
There are 4 wildcard spaces available in the semifinals that will be the movies that get the biggest difference of votes on the social media bracket.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this on our Facebook page, you can go and vote on which movie you think deserves to win this bout.
Yeah.
And if it is Tangled, then Tangled might go through to the next round anyway.
So, get the gifts there, the memes. Yeah. Tangled holds up for memes and gifts.
The gifable moments, the memes.
If we can get all the smolder gifts ever, that would be the best.
Just all of the smoldering could have a chance.
Absolutely. So we encourage gift wars on the comment section of that post. Thank you again to KB for representing Tangled.
Thank you.
We will be hearing from you again,
you
of course.
You will. Every Friday that you choose to download Musicals Taught Me Everything.
That's right.
And in the month, maybe another round of Disney vs. Disney.
Maybe another round of Disney vs. Disney.
You just never know.
And Alex, again, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for bringing back the magic that is a Goofy movie.
Yeah. Oh,
such a good film. I love it. The pizza. It looks so good. I mean, there's a pizza in one of the movies.
Even mention the pizza.
Yeah. I think
pizza. In the last 20 seconds, I was like, I've remembered so many things. I should have
mentioned. I'm going to Google this pizza fact check.
Oh, it'll change your life.
Fact checking doesn't stop.
And thank you again to Georgie for being our dedicated fact checker.
Not a worry.
And we will keep watching Disney. You keep watching Disney. And we will catch you all again this time next week. Follow Alex on Spotify, iTunes, and Bandcamp. He is your man, Alex Smith, a singer-songwriter. Yeah. Definitely worth a listen.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you all next time. Bye.
Bye.